the messenger for God so that his divine will be done. In light, blessings to you all. Salute.
Aho. It would behoove all of you to hold strong to Michael. Michael will always be the perfection that we call a color blue in some variation. These are so that you might recognize the energy that is greater than that of the angels. There are energies that have particular focus on particular locations, which actually means particular creations, or even illusion, if that's what you want to call it. There is particular mastery put into play with a place such as Shan that you call Earth. Earth and Terror, T-E-R-R-A, Terra as in terra firma, firma meaning ground or earth, are simply terms meaning ground or earth. And therefore, throughout the universe are other planets, other structures that could be considered earth. So when something like Shan comes along, or planet 31 in a system of 28 billion, it's identification. And knowing that you are dealing in a manifest realization of thought form, you can accept it without even understanding it. But you must also understand that there are guardians, teachers, archangels of your realm of either growth, evolvement, primitive backsliding, because it is the soul of man, individual, which is in point here. It really basically is not a civilization or a population or a species. But you don't have the privilege of dealing one-on-one. Is that for confusion? What difference does it make? You, as an individual, are going to have to confront reality of self. And you have teachers and you have gods. Did you hear me? G-O-D-S's. I did not put capital G-O-D as swimming along beside you, under you, over you, whatever you perceive as a physical mechanism to get you through your journey instead of you making your journey. In fact, you will have God making sure that even the archangels aren't making your journey for you. Well, but don't we have to protect the parakeet from this insane mind? How are you going to do that? How are you going to protect a little parakeet in Pennsylvania from California? And this is what God is faced with every moment of every day of every instant of your perceived manifestation. Archangel Michael is your guardian, aided and abetted by other very, very devoted energies trying to make their own mastery in even more perfection. To experience in those places whereby man can make a difference in his environment and in his so-called world of experience. And here, too, is where you find the violet ray of Germain. They are particularly devoted to this planet and to the nation of the Americas. So you have something more personal than just a universe full of cosmic energies waiting to serve you, discipline you, whatever you perceive may be out there. Because whatever you are taught to perceive is out there, you will manifest. And if Mr. Spielberg can convince you that there need to be little teeny grays or great big greens or insects like grasshoppers to gobble you up, you will produce them. So it behooves you not to do that.
How about Godzilla?
Well, he is just the most recent. And he's so big that nobody can believe him, even the little children.
Just the Taco Bell dog.
Right. And all the little beanie friends. Eeny beanies. Things are going to start coming down. There was a 6.7 earthquake in Ethiopia. No, Angola, somewhere. Wiped out entire villages. You'll hear more about that today. Could that have something to do with testing? Oh, no. No, no. These atomic tests don't affect fault lines. Remember? Remember your lessons. They're just confined there to the Nevada desert. Well, they're no longer confined there to the Nevada desert, even if you're not detonating. All that nice radioactive stuff has made it all the way to and beyond your western coastline, friends. A good one on the Elysian Park fault is going to spew radiation. Take your colloids. You have man-eating bacteria, microbes. You have fed so much antibiotic into your cattle, your food source, your crops, that you have such resistant strains of invaders that you cannot kill. It's a time of terror. Not a time of fear. Trust God a little bit more than to live in trembling fear. Have a healthy respect to the feeling of fear in its projection upon you as scared. That gets your attention, and you must pay attention. Because you are in this illusion, you can change the perception as it is affecting you the minute that you stop in your panic and think. You can change your very environment of the very moment of experience into a different direction, break the pattern, and move away in your mind from what you perceive is producing the terror. Reduce these entities that bring terror and fear upon worlds to what they are, less than vipers. They cannot harm you unless you let them. Does that mean that you can go forth and create such great abundance that there is possibility of change? Of course. How else are you going to do it? In your world of understanding and perception, what does it require to live? You must have substance. You must have food, shelter, And if you are going to deal in a world of building in a commodity-focused environment, you are going to have money of some kind. And if you intend to make an impact, what do you have to have more than that, other than a lot of so-called value? God provides, but you must use, and you must create. You are given raw materials. Just as a baby is conceived, but it has to create itself, doesn't it? And if it's suffering from great mutation, it will become a mutant. If you create that which becomes unlawful, illegal, and terrifying, it will destroy you. You must create within that which is, and do it with all the guidelines that the more public it is, the safer you are. You birth it into the reality that cannot be denied. And you do it in such an open way that there is no point in even bothering you. And I believe that you will find, out of 7.5 at least billion people on your globe, there is at least one that can do something with it. But we have had to walk very gently, very slowly, against the very destroyers of self. And I am not going to sit by while ones attack and destroy for the pure hell of selfish greed. If, in fact, you are an illusion created by thought and manifest into form, then why the hell don't you manifest something worthwhile? A conduit, a way through, an ability to grow and turn this garden back into Eden. Leave her better than you found her, which is pretty bad, isn't it? How dare you? How dare you create the very evil that destroys yourself? Well, I didn't. Didn't you? Somebody allowed somebody else, like this man with his needles and twisted mind, to get away with it. And yet you don't want to do anything to push them into something worse, do you? So you let them go a little further. You let the bully go a little further. You let the child who shoots the other children and kills his parents go a little further. Well, after all, he had a hard childhood. No, he didn't. This one had a perfect childhood in Oregon. His parents went right out there to the ball games and supported him. Will the next be you? Are you going to be so afraid of your child that you have to hide from him? It isn't worth it, is it? Living is not worth it, is it? And yet the greatest gift this child gave his parents was to kill them first so they didn't have to watch this. But the ideas are running from your television like dripping poison. It's incredible. And you can see what the mind can create. For goodness sakes, can't we create something worthy rather than perpetuating this horror? Does it mean that you will escape everything? Of course not. The plan is not to let you escape. It's how you will handle what is given to you. What will you do with what is dumped on your plate? You see, one product that we had, we're even cutting off that resource. And this year we're having to allow others to argue over who is going to farm the farm after the water system's in. So there will not be a crop for use this year. So I have asked, and I am asking again, that we continue flour products, spelt products, but not bulk sales. No more cracked to the man in Los Angeles. It's serious time. I'm not kidding you. It's serious time. And if in any possible way poison smut gets into these granaries, it's worse than serious time. And any smut on seeds that are planted will bring that DNA structure of smut poison into the grain itself. It will grow in the plant. There will be more and more water damage as spring comes in the growing belts. More destruction, more land confiscation. Maybe I should ask Ron to speak on the drought in the Hawaiian Islands while you were being drenched with rain and floods. In a land of environmental plenty, paradise, it's not so great in the growing fields. The time is at hand to take note of that which has come. And if you don't start rewriting the end of this play, you're doomed to experience it. And it's 1998, and that gives you less than a year and a half. And the problems are going to be so much more serious than not being able to handle year 2000 in your computer machines. And guess which ones are at stake? The great, big, magnificent, military, governmental, all of the statistical apparatus of your very existence will collapse. Do you really think the banks care? They've been trying to figure a way to bury their evil for a century at least. The computer did it. Computer error. We can't find your account, Mr. Smith. The computer collapsed. The economy collapsed. We don't know where the gold is that backed your account, but neither will they know what you owe them. They'll just come take everything in case they missed it. It's expected. Why does everyone act so shocked? We've talked about it for 10 years here. A little over now. Time to occasionally go back and look at Mr. Scallion's things. It's really so hard because so much of what he uses, we've used, and he hears it and he repeats it, and so a bunch of you are going in this little teeny tiny circle. That's okay. And for some of you who, like Mr. Bell, for instance, on the radio, And I'm not saying this with any put down at all. You should talk to Rick and Charles. They're in touch with these remote viewers. And quite frankly, a couple of them are too frightened to even write back here or do much more than just acknowledge. Some of them won't even acknowledge. Is it because they are right on or off? Both. Remote viewing is nothing but remembering how things are, aided and abetted by usually military input, programming, MK Ultra, Delta Force, you name it. This is where these people were most trained. Can they actually do what they say? You mean, can their mind go to a certain set of coordinates? Of course. So can yours. You just don't pay any attention. Every time I mention Angola or Pakistan, half of you don't even know where they are. And the other half of you will immediately go there in your mind. And I can describe the jungles and the undergrowth and overgrowth and the creepy crawlies, and you're right there, creepy crawling right all along with them, even though you don't know where you are. This is very superficial mind construction. That is what the human is. This is how the human creates the same as God. Thought. Manifest. And you think, well, I don't astrally travel. I wish I did, but I just don't. Oh, yes, you do. You just did. Every one of you were creepy crawling through this little maze of plant life. Because that's what the mind is. It doesn't speak a language of words. It speaks a language of pictures. And it can communicate without any semblance of language. And to you who might feel pulled or annoyed by that sound, or parents that might be concerned, that is the sweetest sound in your universe. The voice of a babe. And you're going to find teething coming right along for these little guys. And they're going to drool on you and spit on you and cry on you and chew on you. That's after they drive you crazy. Parenthood is not an easy walk through the park. It truly isn't. It has become one of the most incredibly terrible tasks, and it does require such an unlimited amount of love from you to see yourself through. We had a little bit of a laugh this very week as Mr. Hornback, one of the former lawyers, came to deposition, and I would just tell this story a little bit because E.J. Dorm, I asked about Bill Hornback's family. How are they? Well, they're really good. And he said, my son will be 13 day after tomorrow, and I don't know if he will see 14. And, of course, everybody laughs and, oh, normal kid, huh? Yeah, too damn normal. When this child was 3 years old and they entered my life, my space, at three, this baby fell into the backyard swimming pool and was underwater over 20 minutes. When they fished out the limp little body, it was hopeless. But they continued to pump the water out and zap the heart, and finally they got a very faint heartbeat. at which point someone had already ordered up the helicopter. They rushed the baby and parents aboard and took this child to Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. And when the calls were coming back and forth in a new relationship, only having met once, there was a court confrontation coming up, and so obviously someone else had to call. And when this person was revealing that, well, Bill had to be at Children's Hospital, his son, they don't think he will make it at all, and if he does, he will never even be able to think again. He will simply be a living body. And I said, no, he will not be. Tell Mr. Hornback that his son will be fine. Well, nobody really believed it, but they relayed that message. The next day, the child was asking for ice cream and his mother, and get me out of here, please, Mommy. And now he has reached 13 and is too damn normal. Don't underestimate God, especially when you are part of his plan. He will see to your needs. Sometimes it will not seem that he has seen to them very well, because they won't be what you ask for. They will be, however, what you need to fulfill your own mission and understanding and appreciation. And I can tell Don Rhodes right now that his wife Sheila will be fine. Just as long as they stay on their intended pathway to change into rightness some of the wrongness. Anyone who turns away is going to punish themselves for their own feelings of inadequacy. You don't have to kill yourself or get tumors or whatever you perceive you need to do to prove anything or to punish yourself. You're going to do it. And that's understood. But for goodness sakes, if you're going to do it, celebrate every moment. Of your ability to be alive.